the very character of God. And we saw this, that the revelation of God remains in who? It remains in Christ. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hebrews 1. Who being the brightness of his glory and the express image of his person, verse 3, upholding all things by the word of his power. So Hebrews 1:1, he silenced prophets, types and shadows. Hebrews 1:2, he says he's in the Son. Hebrews 1:4, he says he's better than the angels. Hebrews 1:5, he says, which of the prophecies was concerning angels? Hebrews 1:7, he says they are just ministering spirits. Hebrews 1:8 says about the Son. Hebrews 1:13 and 14, he says they are angels, ministering spirits. Hebrews 2:2, they are best just co-conspirators with Moses in giving the law and punishing people. Hallelujah. Okay? So it clarifies that. Hebrews 2, it says we have found man in Christ. Hallelujah. So if it says he brings his first begotten, which is in the resurrection, the humanity of Jesus, into the world and says let all the angels worship him. That means the roles were reversed and man is now worshipped, revered by who? Angels. Why is man revered by angels? Because it's in man that you find the brightness of his glory and the express image of his person. So man reflects God to angels. Is that clear? Is that clear? So 1 Peter 1:12, Ephesians 3:10, quickly. How do angels know a man he saved? By his confession. So when somebody is saved, there's joy. They only know when you preach. They don't know a man is saved by looking at his conduct. They will be more confused. In fact, these days they will be confused. Luke 15:10, they have to see. For everyone who is saved, they will know. And then they rejoice. Luke 15:10. Now, quickly look, go to 1 Peter 1:12. Peter says, unto all they did minister the things which are now reported unto you by them that have preached the gospel unto you, with the Holy Ghost sent down from heaven, with things the angels, they desire to look into. To look and learn. Ephesians 3:10. We're here yesterday, I just want to repeat it. Ephesians 3:10. To the intent that now unto the principality and power in the heavenlies might be made known by the church the manifold wisdom of God. So they learn. They learn from who? The church. So when they are designed to look into the gospel is a post-resurrection message. And the gospel explains the Old Testament. So they grab a hold of God's revelation in the mouth of those who preach. Now look at how confused they will get when some of you are still preaching the law in evangelism. They will look into it and say, I know this better. I know this one better. Hallelujah. I know this better. So, watch this. Look at angels in the book of Acts. The other place we are going to find angels so actively discussed is in the book of Acts. Acts 1:10. While they looked steadfast toward heaven, as they went, the two men stood by them in white apparel, which also said, you men of Galilee, this guy just embarrassed you. Why stand ye gazing up into heaven? This same Jesus that is taken up from you into heaven shall come in like manner as you have seen him go into heaven. Now, I'm asking you, were they hearing this for the first time? What the angel said here, is it a revelation? So, the angel is just surprised. Why are you gazing? That just being around you guys, I already know he's coming back. And you are still acting like Mumu. What are you gazing about? So, it's not a positive confession. I mean, these guys are embarrassing. You don't have the angels hurt you. Of all things. So, that means, you know, Jesus taught them for 40 days. The angels are around. Yes, no. They are here now. And they are learning new things. You can see the reason why Genesis is the way it is. Who gave Moses The revelation. An angel. An angel, just like he was talking to Peter, you use trees, eat animal. How would tree and fruit be called sin? Ask an angel. Hallelujah. Ask an angel. So, in 40 days, Jesus communicated far better the things of the kingdom. He communicated it far better. Acts 5:19. So they must have learned. You know, when they came around, Jesus was talking about love your neighbor. You know, they will calm down. That's why they were not doing any funny, funny things. Love your neighbor. And you can see that angels interact. You know, they interact. They'll just come. One angel brought hosts and they were saying grace, peace, and goodwill. They are learning. I think they are just tired of all the things they did under Moses. Look at the one of the Michael. He said, when that angel couldn't, he had to beckon on Michael. Do you understand? Angels interact. One can be here, another one is there. They are not omnipresent. Are you following? They are not. So, Acts 5:19. And the angel of the Lord by night opened the prison doors and brought them forth and said, go stand and speak in the temple to these people all the words of this life. He couldn't even say gospel. This life. Acts 6:15 was a figure of speech. I'm looking at angel in the single term. Acts 10:33, Cornelius' case. I think we've been through that one enough. Acts 10:3. No, Cornelius also called that angel Lord, and he took it. Well, maybe he was his Lord at that point. Go to Acts 8:26. No, Acts 7, that's a mistake, sorry. Acts 7:30. Acts 7:30 is a story. 35 and 38, that you find angel there in a story form. Acts 7:30, 35 and 38. The angel in the flame of fire in the bush. Let me ask you, do you think it's the same angel that saw Moses in the flame of fire? That flame of fire, that when he said to God, do you think it's the same angel that was following him about? I think there are two. That one was milder. The other one that was following him around, that one was wicked. You know, that one had acquired Moses' terror. Because Moses was a terror. Moses was an angry personality. See, when he was told not to enter Canaan, he now gave them more laws. And said, say after me, amen. Curse me. Curse me. So you can imagine the angel walking with him. He will reflect his character. Hallelujah. Are you there? Okay, look at this. Acts 7:22. No, not 22. Acts 10:7-22. Cornelius' case, 7:22. The angel, and then 22. Just relating the story. Okay? Acts 11:13. Relating the same story, so that's the same thing. Now look at Acts 12:7. Let's follow something. Acts 12:7, when the angel came to rescue Peter, the angel of the Lord came upon him, and a light shined in the prison and smote on Peter on his side. Smote, you know what it means to smite? Peter was sleeping bad. He woke him up like that. Bah! Smote is not, he didn't touch him. Don't let me twist. He's like, how can you be? You can see the angel was like, how can you be in jail? And you see, Peter was not praying. Because they had said they were going to kill him. He just thought that thing he just told him about the fact that, you know, they would take him to where he was just, okay, getting fulfilled. What's wrong with this guy? Yeah. Boah! Immediately, Look at how he is, and said, arise up quickly. Quickly. And his chains fell off from his hands. And the angel said, guard yourself. Wear your clothes. That's all he means. Bind your sandals. That's what he did. He said, cast thy garment about thee and follow me. He went out and followed him. Wish not that it was true. Notice that at that point, they stopped saying things by the angel and thought he saw a vision. When they were past the first and second gate, I don't understand how a man can sleep like this. Which opened the, when he was first and second gate and passed into the street and fought with the angel, the angel had to follow him through because he can sleep back. Say, so now I know of a surety. The Lord has sent his angel. It was not the Lord. People were praying. Hallelujah. They were praying. And you can see the character of those who were praying. When they now said he was at the door, they said it's not true. So why wouldn't he slap me? Are you following this at all? Okay. Acts 12. Okay, Acts 12, 15. Rhoda. She opened not the gate for gladness, running and told how Peter stood before the gate. And he said, it's the angel. Peter now continued knocking. He's, maybe the way he slept. Said, okay. Acts 12:23, where Herod fell down and died. And then immediately the angel of the Lord smote him, because he gave not God the glory, and was eaten of worms, and gave up the ghost. This was a rumor in town. I told you how he died. He died of sickness. And they said the angel smote him, because these people were still thinking this way. Because he was calling himself God. And so God came at him and hit him. Obviously, this is not, nobody asked this angel, any angel to do anything. It was just, this was just a perception. What you can call a superstition. That they believed, I was an angel of God. Nobody saw any angel. It was just assumed. Is that clear? And Mr. Luke just wrote it down like that. The funny part was verse 24. The word of God grew and multiplied. Okay? So, Acts 16, verse 9. This looks symbolic. A man of Macedonia prayed and said, come over to Macedonia and help us. This was in a vision. This looks like an angelic visitation, but we don't have clarity on that. In Acts 23, verse 8 and 9, this was just a discussion on angels. Okay? Acts 27, verse 23, Paul, when he was in captivity, and the angel appeared to him and said, who myself said, say, fear not, Paul, thou must be brought before Caesar, and lo, God hath given thee all them that sail with thee. Well, sirs, be of good cheer, believe God, that it shall be even as it was told me. Okay? So, that's angels. Okay? In the angel, in the singular. Now, in the epistles, 1 Corinthians 1:10. Look at, let's see how the epistles discuss angels. 1 Corinthians 1:10. Sorry, 11:10. 1 Corinthians 11, verse 10. I'm coming to this one. For this cause ought the woman to have power on her head because of the angels. What they have done with this verse, angels will feel sorry. 2 Corinthians 11:14. See, you know, yesterday we were trying to ask, was Satan an angel? 2 Corinthians 11:14 seems to confirm it much. But no marvel, for Satan himself is transformed into an angel of light. Therefore, it is no great thing if his ministers also be transformed as the ministers of righteousness, whose end shall be according to their works. So, this seems to confirm that he was an angel. Galatians 1:8, If we or an angel preach another gospel, that means it is possible for an angel to give you a message. Let the person be accursed. Galatians 4:14 was used as a figure of speech. So let's study that a bit. Go back to that 2 Corinthians 11, verse 14. The word transform, alright, in 2 Corinthians 11, 14, Satan himself is transformed as the angel of light, is the word metachematizo. M-E-T-A-C-H-E-M-A-T-I-Z-O. Metachematizo. It means to dress as. To appear as. You see those words? In 1 Corinthians 4:6, Philippians 3:21, and the same 2 Corinthians 11:13. False apostles, deceitful workers, transforming themselves into the apostles of Christ. Into the apostles of Christ. They are apostles, but they are not apostles of. Are you getting that point? So, that word, pay attention please, metachematizo, means not, it's not saying he's traveling as an angel, but of light. So, it leads us to think that he was an angel. And this word is used for a masquerade. A masquerade. I remember when I was younger in our own town, masquerades would come around, and we used to fear them a lot. One came to us one time with cane. Yabu masquerades are very different from Lagos one. And everybody, including my father, we ran into a room. The funny part was that was the only one I didn't run into a room at that time. And I saw the masquerade going at the house. I just ran into one room downstairs and I was shaking that. Why did I wanted to wait to see the angel, the masquerade. The funny part was they had this changing room near our family house. So one day I said I was going to watch it. That's how I just saw somebody go inside. I watched the guy. He now quickly ran out to go and use the toilet. So, a masquerade can use the toilet. And then he's a human being. He's a human being. So that word is masquerade here. He covers and shields his image as an angel of light. Now let's go back to that 1 Corinthians 1:10. You know, it will be totally against the Pauline teaching to say that cover your head because of angels. Who agrees? Huh? Do you agree with that? Now, in Bible study, when you use something like that, you must now go into diligence. Look, you look very well, like angels, epitomia, you look at it very well. Why would Paul then come and say, I remember when I was younger, I said, I excuse it away. I said, it's because they are carnal folks. So he just used angels to shakara them. The way a man, and the man gathers a lot of people like this, the way he used this verse to make people cover their head, if a man should have covered their head too, he said, then if those angels grab you. I now ask a question. If it's about angels grabbing women, I think I said it yesterday. Only yesterday. That do women cover their hair all the time? No. Of course, bathroom. Because I think so. And you wash your hair too. That's how a church. You men used to cover their hair. The men went to convince the senior pastor that when they get home and remove it, the whole room is smelly. That please help tell our sister to be removing. So at least when you're going to make it, let's even assume you cover your head all the time. At least you open it to cover it again. That's the least you will do to your hair. So I said, how come these angels don't garage them? Or they are church angels. Then I will come to church again. It was in these days. Now, I've said in those days that I'll be watching church on the internet. Or would they also grab all of us who join by internet? Well, I know this particular man of God is a popular preacher in Nigeria. He likes to use fear. He's either he's seen a vision about heaven. People have not made it. You understand? A pastor told me that one time he came for a convention. Because his style is that when he wants to preach, everybody should know that I ask for forgiveness of sins. He said he had just come from a thief and he was so tired. But God didn't expect the man to just kneel down. He said that's how we slept off. He said, by the time he, people now see that he gets down, maybe he's praying. So, just said, by the time he woke up, and the man was already finished, he said, like this. He said, the funny part was that he had to do it till the man finished speaking. What punishment? How can somebody say that they kneel down? How can we not see? The man likes to use fear. I remember one time, he said that a particular church, that an angel appeared to the boss and said, look at the dream camp, that only 2,000 will make it to heaven. And I asked the question, at what point? Do I know that in that meeting, some people are still coming on the way. So, where is the measurement gauge? Is it at the time he said it? Look, I don't know whether you think like I think. I like to ask reasonable questions. At what particular point do we start measuring the 2,000? The guy said, Shegu, you have started it. Just receive the thing simply. You will be asking questions. Sorry. Just to be clear, so that, for example, I'll be sure I was not there. Because what you have not eaten should not be found in. So I will stop going to a place like that. When a member of that church told me, I said, if you're a wise person, and your pastor can repeat it, stop going there. Because they've already told you the number that should happen. There is an elect ego. You know, religion is a stupid boy. Religion is a stupid boy. It takes people's brains, even those who are professors, they start talking like idiots. What's wrong with you? 1 Corinthians 11. The safety here is remove the verses. Right? Remove the verses and let your angel be in verse. Verse 11. It makes sense. Without, look at it, it's not difficult. He has told you that the head of every man is Christ. The head of every woman is the man. So he can't be telling the woman to do something because of angels. All of us get that clear. So he was now discussing the man and the woman. Look at it. The woman is the glory of the man. He doesn't mention angels. Verse 7. Verse 8. The man is not of the woman, but the woman is of the man. Neither was the man created for the woman, but the woman for the man. For this cause, stop there. For this cause, ought the woman to have power on her head. Can we stop there? Do you understand? Do you get it? So stop there. Put full stop. Does it make sense? Does it make sense? Does it make sense? I've told you that we are going to do a Bible translation that will have no verses. We faith community, will do no verses, no chapters. So you'll be able to read, and all the confusion will be broken in your life. Now, look at that verse very well. The word because. The word because is dire on the account. So on what account should a woman cover her head? Consistently with this verses is what? Because of our husband. So let us remove that because of angels. Okay? No, sorry. I made an error. For this cause, sorry, that's what I want to say. All the woman ought to have power or her head. Now, notice the word because of angels, nevertheless. Because of angels, nevertheless. Nevertheless is a word plain in the Greek, 32 times. It is used for exception. That is, it is used to talk about difference. Look at it very well. So let's look at it. Because of a difference with angels, neither is the man without the woman, neither the woman without the man in the Lord. He is talking about man, humanity having gender, unlike angels. That is, difference from angel, a man is different from a woman, and a woman from the man. That's what he's teaching. Not to submit to an angel. Why? The head of the woman is the man. And the head of every man is Christ. So, unlike angels that don't differ in gender, men are different from the woman, from women. There is a distinction. Unlike angels. Do you understand? Do you understand that? Unlike angels. And Jesus clearly explained that. That angels, man in result, unlike angels, like angels will not have gender. They cannot give in marriage or be given in marriage. So man is exempted from angels because they are given a what? Marriage. Do you understand? Is that clear? Aha. Uh-huh. So he's talking about man, that is man and woman as gender, different, unlike angels. Does it make sense to you? So, he cannot be teaching worship of angels or respect. What's an angel will you cover your head? Are you crazy? Who is covering? You just say, I'm playing, no. Do you get it? Because even angels will learn submission from husband and wife. Abi? Am I right? They will learn submission from husband and wife. Or we can bring it in another dimension. To be able to teach angels submission, cover your head. You know, we can teach it like that. But it cannot be so that angels will not strike you. Do you understand? Like, that can never be the interpretation. So, there are two ways. Though I gave you a very strict technical interpretation, but let people say, because of angels, cover your head, so that they will learn, because their role in this covenant is to learn. So they will learn submission and how you relate to your wife. Look at it like this. The head of Christ is God. The head of every man. The head of woman is the man. So who will be left in this? That will be angels. Amen? Yeah, so angels will learn submission. Is that clear? Okay. So look at this. So that's angels in the singular, like, okay, it's plural now. Let's look at the plural one. Galatians 1:8. Before I go to Galatians, go to Romans. Romans 8:38. Are you learning something? Romans 8:38. For I am persuaded that neither death nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor power, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor anything, any creature, shall be able to separate us from the love of God which is in Christ Jesus. That's a cool one. That angels don't have capacity. They don't. So see how the apostles taught angels. Neither angels. See where he put angels. Death nor life. Neither death nor life. Romans 8:38. That's where he placed angels. 1 Corinthians 4:9. He says, we the apostles have been appointed to death, for we are made a spectacle to the world and to angels and to men. Spectacle. That word spectacle means to present as an officer publicly to someone. Let me tell you how it is used. It's the word, I'll spell it for you. A-P-O-D-I-K-U-N-O-I-M-I. I hope I'm correct. A-P-O-D-I-K-U-N-O-I-M-I. It means to present publicly an officer. I'll explain what it means. When, you know, when they swear in someone and they present it publicly. So, say we have been presented, we have been sworn before angels. That means angels are also looking at ministry through the ministry gifts. They know what it means to minister for God because they minister for man. You see that word in Acts 2:22? Jesus singled out. Acts 2:22, that word, apodekonomi. Acts 25:27. Acts 2:22, talking about Jesus. Acts 25:27. And 2 Thessalonians 2 verse 4, I believe. 2 Thessalonians 2 and verse 4. I don't think I'm right. No, wait. 2 and verse 4. Yeah, you're right. Showing himself that he is God. 2 verse 4. So we are shown. He's saying, so the angels also behold ministry gifts. They see the service of God in ministry gifts. That's how they are mentioned. So, notice how the epistles mention angels. 1 Corinthians, we started 1 Corinthians, right? No, we've looked at 1 Corinthians 1:10, 11:10, right? What else have we seen? Galatians 1:8. 1 Corinthians 1, 11:10 is like, you're different from angels or teach angels submission. Galatians 1:8, don't hear angels' messages. 2 Corinthians 11:4, Satan. Galatians 1:8, okay? Romans 8:38, they can't separate you from the love of God. 1 Corinthians 4:9, they know ministry through men. 1 Corinthians 6:3, you shall judge angels. 2 Peter 2:4, angels that sinned. Jude 7, those who left their first estate. Ephesians 3:10, to the intent will be made known to the principality and power, the manifold wisdom of God by the church. Judge angels. 1 Corinthians 13:1. Do I speak with the tongue or language of an angel, figure of speech? Galatians 3:19. How the law was given through the instrumentation of angels. We explained all that yesterday, remember? 2 Thessalonians 1:7. Judgment. A judgment they will learn. Because they will learn judgment from the church. 2 Thessalonians 1:7. 1 Timothy 3:16, great is the mystery of worshiping God. God was made manifest. Look at that. He calls something a mystery. They say God was made manifest in the flesh, justified in the spirit, first and seen of angels. Hallelujah. Preached unto Gentiles, received up of the world, received up into glory. 1 Timothy 5:21 is elect angels. You will find archangel, the voice of an archangel at the trump. That's 1 Thessalonians 4. Then the other place you'll find angels discussed exhaustively, we did that yesterday, Hebrews 1:4, Hebrews 1:5, Hebrews 1:6, Hebrews 1:7, two times, are they not all spirits? I mean, we make it in angel spirits, angel spirits, ministers of fire. Hebrews 1:13, Hebrews 2:2, Hebrews 2:5, 7, 9, 16. When angels are explained, pay attention. They are explained in relationship with man, saying that they are sent to minister for man. Hebrews 12:22, innumerable company of angels. So look at how angels are taught. They are taught in this format. So don't take your teaching of angels from the Old Testament. You know, if you do, you will misunderstand them. Are we together? Who agrees with this? If you teach angels from the Old Testament, you will talk nonsense throughout. You can only teach, in fact, don't even teach angels from the four Gospels. In fact, don't teach angels from Acts of the Apostles, just to reference it. Teach angels with the tone of the epistles. Put them in their place. Don't forget yesterday. Which of the angels did he see at any time sit down? Make sure they don't sit down. Hallelujah. Which of them did he see at any time? That is, they don't have the authority they thought they had. The authority is in man. The throne of God was made for man to sit on. Angels are, that's why he said, he raised him far above all principality and power and might. Angels inclusive. Hallelujah. So, quickly let's run through a couple of things we close. So, notice angels. Now, the distortion on what angels were doing and what demons were doing was what affected Job. Job, can you see Job's ignorance now? You know you can't blame him again. Who agrees? You can't blame him. Because this was a dispensation, there was no information. That was why when he said, the Lord give, the Lord take, he said, he did not say anything that was wrong. That was what he knew. We know it was Satan. But how did you know? He did not know. So you can't blame him. In as much as he was ignorant. Now, let's now follow through. Let's now explain some incidences. Look at Acts 5. Ananias and Sapphira. Like I said the other time, were they believers? Were they not believers? You know, it's a very, now, I can teach you that they are believers. Me, I can. And I can teach again that they are not believers. That's the nature of the law of sin and death. You will not be sure who they are. You won't be sure. Because of the references, do you know that if not that we know that Simon the sorcerer, for example, had believed, you will not think from Peter's statement, you will think he's a Christian. Peter says, maybe God will grant you repentance. He has believed you. That is the nature of the law. And Peter was still ministering the law of Moses. Obviously, it was a prevailing doctrine in the early church. Now, pay attention here. Now, another example, let's look at it. Without much ado, was it God who killed them? Nobody needs to tell you that. It's not a question. Was it God? No. Was it our angel? Or the other angels? Or both? Acts 5. Now, this is the faith of those who teach Moses, like he was doing here. He says, Satan filled them how to lie to the Holy Ghost. Is there any sin called lying to the Holy Ghost? Help me out. He just manufactured something. Verse 3. To keep back part of the price of the land. Why is it means yours? Why is that conceived in thy heart? That has not lied unto me but unto God. Abba. How did he lie unto God? This is somebody who swore that he didn't know Jesus. Ananias, hearing these words, fell down and gave up the ghost. And great fear came upon all them that heard this thing. These are some people who use their authority as pastors. Now, let me ask you. This fear is not the fear of God. Where did this fear come from? Now, Ananias, did Ananias die by a supernatural involvement or was this fear? Was it fear? Now, I would have said fear, but something happened after that gave me some concern. The wife. Behold, verse 9. The feet of them that buried thy husband are at the door and shall carry you out. She fell down straight away at his feet and yielded up the ghost. Well, I think we can say it's fear. But is that fear, did that fear induce something? I'm asking a question. Did that fear induce something? It did. Hallelujah. Now, the reason why we may not be sure whether there is spiritual involvement is that fear is an open ticket. It's an open ticket. Now, let me ask you. If anybody ministers like this today, will you get the same result?
Yes.
What would they call it? The Bible says, look at it. There was fear upon all that heard these things. Verse 11. Great fear came upon all the church and upon many as heard these things, and nobody could join themselves with them. Great fear. There are ministries that do the same thing. There's one fellow like that who said the governor would die. Somebody was telling him that, why was I arguing? He said, the guy had done more than the people that he had said and they died. I said, and what do you call him? A man of God. He said, stop lying. He's not. How can the exploits of your ministry? He said, go, raise the dead. The exploit of your own ministry is be raised by the dead that you kill. How can that be the exploit of your ministry? I asked only a question. Did anybody die in the ministry of Jesus? He said no. Ministry of Paul? He said no. Ministry of Peter? Do you know that Peter also is a man given to anger? He is. What did Simon the sorcerer say? Do you know that? Some, I think, Peter had mellowed. Notice that his speech changed. That guy would have become powder. Then some, I think that, again, this is just us thinking. I think the guy also has some, the guy, he didn't, being given to jazz himself. He just said, don't. He had a way he deflected his head. Because this act is not of God. It's not of God. If God shows you how somebody lied, do exactly what 1 Corinthians 14:24 says. If you prophesy it, you will bring edification, comfort, and exhortation. The guy will fall down on his face and worship God and report that of the truth God is in. Do you notice that in this case, the guy came, skills out of his manifest, he fell down, worshiped God. The other one, he fell down and died. Hallelujah. But you know that Peter mellowed over a while. He mellowed. By the time he got to Acts 16, when they were arguing about it, he just told them, he said, why are you doing this? He had changed. But Ananias and Sapphira had already died. So people can be embracing the message of grace now. What about the people in their trail? The different prophecies they gave. So don't go, don't attend, don't even, people that talk about death in their sight, don't listen to them. Don't listen to them. Don't listen. Someone was telling me that somebody took an offering in their church and the guy, he became green. He said he prayed and God said no, that he had to punish the guy. I told the guys, there was a pastor, guy pastoring for the fellow who was my friend. I said, go and ask your pastor very well who he has been relating with. So why did I say that? I said, what he said is not of God. One, two. He said, are you sure? I said, are you okay? He said, how are you? I said, are you saved? He said, I am. How are you sure? He said, the Bible says it. So that's how I'm sure that what your pastor did is not of God. It's so simple. He said, man. I said, go and ask him. Who has he been relating with? It must be some men of God who preach Moses as a superior to Jesus. Because it's such people that have those results and magnify it. Peter, rather than listening to what was in Mount of Revelation, he had the son. He slept off again. He woke up. He was looking for building tabernacle. You know, it's been a while before started building. It's been a while. Rather than know the word, it's building. Interestingly, I'm reluctant to go into this, but I will. Even Paul, what did Elymas do? Why did he have to make him not see? There was still the law in his mind. Even Paul. You don't have to have someone not see. It's not a way of deliverance. Do you know that Jesus many times escaped his traducers and nobody caught diseases in the process? Do you know that the soldiers that came to catch Jesus, who came to arrest him, none of them lost their arm along the line? One of the soldiers, after beating him, spitting on him, now and then I said, this must be the Son of God. That's all. A criminal who could have been a murderer, he just said, today you'll be with me. How then would you kill Ananias and Sapphira and say it is the glory of God? It is not. So, like I said, I'm reluctant about Paul, but I've said it anyway, so let's move on. So, fear, where you find the words like fear, being terrified, what is on the scene is not the Spirit of God. God has not given us the spirit of fear, but of love, power, and a sound mind. So, Luke 9:55. If you were in Peter's church, and you heard what he said, what will you do today? You will rebuke him. For the Son of Man has not come to destroy. Pastor Peter, he has come to save. Hallelujah. That's the only way. And that's why when we continue to teach Christ Jesus around, those kind of testimonies will reduce. Do you know that? They will reduce. They will reduce. As you keep teaching the realities of... Look at this. Do you know that some people learned who you are in Christ, and believers' authority to be able to dominate other men. So they will take the truth of God's word and make it a lie. The believer's authority is not to make other people subservient to you. It is for evil spirits. It's not to make men subservient to you. That is not the authority we have in Christ. The church is in charge. The church is in charge. When we are in charge, we will determine what goes on in the nation. Where is that in your Bible? You want to be doing Elijah. I'm telling one king, go, say, you go, say, go and set your house in order. Oh, that's Isaiah. Say, you will die. In that, okay. We need men of God that will go straight to the president and give him the word of the Lord. What are you talking about? Old Testament. We need men that will go and meet the president of Nigeria. They took Paul like this. Right? And it was before Agrippa, Festus. Did you see anybody's building crash on their head? If it was Samson, what would he have done? Bring down this building. Me? Said, bring down this building. What did Paul do? He preached the gospel. That is Jesus Christ. Are you there? Are you following what I'm saying? So, we must understand the ministry of the New Testament. And our perception must be correctly set. Wherever we find destruction, death and fear. It is not the word of God. It is not the gospel of Jesus. And it is not the spirit of God. Now wait, let me ask this. Is it possible for those angels, as we say, to still act under the law? Huh? Is it possible? How would they act? They will act. Huh? I didn't hear you. On the knowledge exposed to them. But it's been 2,000 years plus now. They should know better. Think about that. Right? They should know better. Quickly, let's look at Hebrews 13:2. Be not forgetful to entertain strangers, for thereby some have entertained angels unaware. It's a very, very funny text. It's easy to say that it's talking about Abraham and Sarah, but there's an explanation there where it says entertained angels unawares. That word is Xenizo, strangers, Xenizo, and is used for actually taking care of angels. Strangers. It seems like he was saying angels entertain or take care of strangers. That seems to be what he was saying. You understand? I'll try to leave it for today. But he didn't say be hospitable so that you will not entertain angels unawares. That didn't seem to be what he was saying. Because he was talking about taking care of brethren. Because by the time verse 3 says, remember them that are in bonds, as bound with them, and them which suffer. It's not a clear text. Because it seems like he was saying, remember the angels that entertained strangers. That seemed to be what he was saying. So I'll leave this text for the purpose of this meeting and then we'll go further. Then 1 Peter 1:12. I go to 1 Peter 3:21. We've been to 1 Peter already. 1 Peter 3:22. Who is gone into heaven, talking about Jesus, and is on the right hand of God, angels and authorities and powers being made subject unto him. 1 Peter 3:22. Being made subject unto him. Going to heaven on the right hand of God. Angels and authorities and powers being made subject unto him. Hallelujah. So angels are subject to who? To the right hand of the Father. Amen. That is clear enough. Angels are subject to the right hand of the Father. 2 Peter 2:4. We read that before. Angels that sinned. 2 Peter 2:4. 2 Peter 2:11. Whereas angels which are greater in power and might bring not willing accusation against them before the Lord. Then Jude 6. Now, you know, yesterday I told you that the book of Revelation has more angels than the entire New Testament. How many times? 70. It's not 70. 70 times. No? 75. Is it 74? 74 times. Angel. Singular 50. No, 80 times. Is it 80? But just look at Revelation. Revelation 19:10. And 22:16. Book of Revelation. 19:10. And I fell at his feet to worship him. And he said unto me, see thou do it not. I am thy fellow servant and of thy brethren, and have the testimony of Jesus, that have the testimony of Jesus, worship God. For the testimony of Jesus is the spirit of prophecy. So he's telling him to worship God. Can you imagine? A whole John. Angel is telling him to worship God. Verse 1, chapter 22, verse 16, sorry. Revelation 22:16. And I, Jesus, have sent my angel to testify unto you these things in the churches. I am the root and offspring of David, and the bright and the morning star. That's the end. So, the book of Revelation has so many angelic, and you have figures of speech. Now, when you have angelic mediation and angelic instruction, you go back to the epistles to clarify them. This is why the book of Revelation is a very, very testy and slippery terrain. The epistles did not do any exhaustive discussion of angels. Neither did they talk about instruction from angels. So, but look at what this angel said to John. The testimony of Jesus is the spirit of prophecy. Worship God. That makes it difficult to receive clarity or insight in Christ in the book of Revelation. All is relating a vision. So quickly, Ephesians 1:19-23. So Peter says all angels are subject to him. Ephesians 1:19-23. And what is the exceeding greatness of his power to us who believe according to the working of his mighty power, which he wrought in Christ when he raised him from the dead and set him as right in heavenly places, far above all principality and power and might and dominion and every name that is named, not only in this world, Ephesians 1:21, but in that which is to come. And had put all things, hallelujah, under his feet. He has made over all things to the church, which is his body, the fullness of him that filleth all in all. Chapter 2, verse 5. Even when we were dead in sins and has quickened us together with Christ, by grace are you saved. And has raised us up together and made us sit together in the heavenlies in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. So in Christ Jesus, the man born again assumes that status of one who has magisterial powers over angels. So we don't learn from angels. We don't receive instructions from angels. Angels minister for us. Angels relate with man, and God relates with angels through man. Hallelujah. So we said congregations that practice the law will give room for those wonderful deeds of the Old Testament. I wrote it here. I said they will celebrate evil as God. Evil as God. God's power is in the gospel. I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ. It is the power of God. Hallelujah. Say God's power is in the gospel. That's what it is. God's power is in the gospel. Somebody said something that amazed me. He said in Luke 2 that the angel reported back to Joseph and said, those that seek the child's life are dead. That the angel took them so that he can kill Herod. You know, people are very funny. Okay? So right now, can we explain, okay, the fires, the rains in the Old Testament? Can we? Okay. Can we explain, you know, all those seeming strange things? We can. We'll just say, without doubt, there was man's wrath, assisted by angels that ministered for. Hallelujah. A typical example will be Elisha. 2 Kings 6, 15 to 18. Now, do angels have the capacity to deliver people without injuring their oppressors? How did we find out? The way they rescued Peter on two occasions, and Paul as well, Acts 16. When he and Silas prayed and the Holy Ghost came down. Obviously, that was an angel. That angel was a bit angry because it was an earthquake. He removed the whole place. But nobody was harmed. How did they know to deliver without harming anyone? Huh? How? How did they know? How? I'm asking now. Man, they learned from Jesus. Okay? Is it possible that they had a poor view of the resurrection? How God raised Jesus from the dead? In a spectacular way, without anybody being a victim. Is it possible? Is it possible that they saw how Jesus ministered? And most importantly, the statements that Jesus made, the things that Jesus taught, and obviously the things that the apostles teach. Praise God. Say praise God. 2 Kings 6. About to finish. Hope you have learned something. Verse 15. The Son of the Man of God was risen early and gone forth. Behold, an host encompassed the city both with horses and chariots. And his servant said unto him, Alas, my master, what shall we do? Fear not, for they that be with us are more than they that be with them. He said, I pray thee, open his eyes that he may see. Lord, open the eyes of the young man. And he saw, and behold, the mountain was full of horses and chariots of fire round about Elijah. Could they not have prevented these guys alone? And then Elijah prayed unto God, smite these people. Is it not possible for them to want to hurt him and they can't hurt him? But smite them with blindness. And he smote them with blindness according to the word of Elijah. Are you following? Can angels still do this today? Do they have the capacity to do it? Eh? You're just asking whether a believer has the capacity to kill. Of course. That is someone that is born of the Spirit. And is a believer. So an elect angel can do and undo. Amen. But they are limited by the influence of the gospel. Are you there? By the influence of the gospel. So you see that the minute a church embraces the full gospel of Jesus, all those testimonies will cease in their midst. Like I was saying earlier in the second service, if people learn to walk in love, if you learn to walk in love, that fellow who was against me in my office, he had an accident, it will stop happening. People say it in churches, that the, I even as we call it, covenant day of vengeance. Not vengeance against those who don't believe the gospel at the end of the age. Interestingly, some of the people that they are doing it for are Christians. Is it not true? Is it only unbelievers that don't like you? So, you see that those kind of people, and they won't be able to differentiate angelic ministry and demons because they are enjoying services from both ends. So when the gospel is taught and preached, do you know normally that when the gospel is taught in a place, that and not only that people are getting going to church, that the influence of men doing evil reduces. And when people begin to learn things like walking in love, I remember that when I read Brother Hagin's book, Love the Way to Victory, I sat down. There's this place we used to eat akara in front of Nelambi Hall. I think they not built it. They built a park there. I sat there and I was thinking. If I had to call my friend, I said, are we saved? Because we are doing exploits. I remember I went to preach in the secondary school, Rewu College. And the man said, that he cannot allow us to preach. I said, you will go for my sake. I said, is there anybody that comes again, I will grind like powder. And I was walking. And I was walking like that. The man was removed. He was now thrown somewhere. And it was a testimony. Another person I was working for, his car, you know, he didn't give us salary. The money was very small. I went to all the school buses. I laid hands. Stop walking. Say, if I be a man of God, for he answers the words of his servants. You cannot let shame happen to me here. But of course, those angels say, yes, you remind us of those days. I laid hands on all those bosses and they all packed up 1 week. That's right. Over how much? I won't tell you the amount. It's a useless amount of money. 1994. In those days, When you go from Lagos to Ibadan, I think it's 10 naira. So you imagine how much it was. One other woman like that, she just abused me. I said, I sent confusion to her business. Destruction. She now came to beg my mom, to beg me. I was like, he's a man of God begging. Those are the kind of services I have received. So when I read Lord Way to Victory, I say, because I had never understood the love work. Many believers have not been taught. They still have this revenge thing about God. God does not revenge you. This revenge. They won't see it on the lips of Jesus. Or hear it. But you'll now be looking for Elijah where he's not lost. Elisha. And all that. Amen. And there are churches that are built on these things. But I know in this country that influence is winning. Like I said in the second service, we'll make it difficult for anybody to preach another thing but Jesus Christ. It is coming to pass. The light led them to 1 billion. When flash drive enters their midst, internet, they will question what they are telling them. Say, this is not Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. You like 200,000? If you like, rebuild the temple of Solomon. Whatever you do, in the temple of Solomon, it's not the way that, not that where they got filled with the Holy Ghost. Don't worry. Don't worry, rebuild it. Because the gospel of Jesus is good news. And that's what angels are looking into. They are finding out what is good news. And the good news is the power of God. Hallelujah. So we are retraining the angels. At least, I know that many of them have become saints in the church so that they can change in how they minister generally. So it will be... So, by the time we go back to those churches and the word of God has gone influence, they won't get those results again. The angels will say, Umba, I have heard the word. Hallelujah. I have heard the word. So, like I said, I had those exploits. Tremendous exploits in my trail. God can deliver people from Boko Haram territories without killing. He can. Angels can walk without killing anybody. We have seen them do it. So, who retrained angels in the act of deliverance? The gospel. They were retrained. You know, they didn't know how to do it before. They will close up the sea. Today, if you part the Red Sea, right? Before those folks, you get it? Before they come in the middle, they will close it. Or at most, they will hold it to this man, make it difficult for them to cross over. It's not that they will close it on them. Moses waited till they got to the middle. He saw they were stuck. Now, anger, vengeance, the wrath, go to James 1, they will close there. So if a man has the capacity to hate and do evil, angels will help him along the line. James 1, 19. Therefore, my beloved brethren, let everyone be swift to hear, slow to speak, slow to wrath. Let's take verse 20 together. For the wrath of man does not work. Have a nice week.